It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
The government has announced some new secondary school subjects and changes to current ones, which will be a part of the proposed new curriculum. Some of these subjects include earth and space sciences, civics, politics and philosophy, media journalism and communications, and Te Mātai I Te Ao Māori. However, art history as a subject is set to be axed, instead being integrated into other visual arts subjects such as design, painting and photography. In addition to this, outdoor education as a subject is set to become fully vocational. Those in these sectors have criticised these moves, with Auckland Art Gallery's Head of Curatorial and Exhibitions, Sarah Farrier, saying the move will close doors for young people, with Claire Amos, a principal at Albany Senior High School, saying that making outdoor education vocational will result in a loss of funding for the subject. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I spoke to him about these topics. Why are we seeing these subjects added to the new proposed curriculum?
Well, what employers, what students and what parents have told the government is that they want the NCEA to deliver a really rich body of knowledge which is assessed in the right direction, because if New Zealand's going to be a high-income country and a high-performing country in the 21st century, I mean, there's only 5 million of us, so we've got to be really good at stuff. It's got to have the policies in place when it comes to education to transfer really useful and important knowledge from one generation to the next. And it's these pathways that are going to shift New Zealand from where we are now, which is kind of muddling along and everybody not really being that satisfied with where we've got to a high-performing economy.
Another subject we could see implemented into the proposed curriculum is a generative AI subject for Year 13 students. Would you expect with this course that the subject will also look at maybe the negative aspects of AI, such as its impact on the environment, some of AI's ethical concerns, such as data privacy, and its potential impact of reducing jobs?
Well, I think those are all really important matters to consider when looking at the benefits of a technology like AI. I mean, sure, losing jobs. I mean, you know, 100 years ago, we probably still had people making carts for wagons, but you know, we had the motor car, and we've got all kinds of other technology that allows us to have personal mobility and mass rapid transit. So we're not so much relying on people making wagon wheels anymore. This is a progression in terms of human evolution and our society and economy. But I think it's really important that young people at school understand what is the potential, what are the opportunities for this type of technology, how they can apply it to their learning, but also to their future employment, and even the common things that they might want to do, like where should we go on holiday, where should we stay given our budget. If you can ask AI, you know, or some type of online tool questions like that, you know, it's really going to help improve our everyday lives.
Some current subjects, such as art history and outdoor education, are seeing drastic changes with this proposal. Art history is set to be cut, with outdoor education set to become fully vocational. Why are we seeing these changes in this space?
When it comes to art history, it's going to be incorporated into other subjects like visual arts and classics, because we want to ensure that when students are taking courses, it's actually setting them up for a career. There's only so many art history roles, and students wanting to pursue this further can certainly do that at university. But for students who choose not to study art or art history at university, then the changes to NCEA will ensure that there's more resources and more availability for the robust education when it comes to mathematics, English and science that sets them up for further study and employment. And, you know, the same applies to outdoor education. It's going to continue to be a subject that students can study through unit standards, through vocational standards. But if you think about people who want to pursue an outdoor education career that involves, you know, marine science or, you know, working in the environment, those skills are still going to be primarily driven by understanding of mathematics, science, and biology, for example, and English. The outdoor education component is something that can be added as a vocational unit.
Previously, several agriculture-based subjects were set to become fully vocational. However, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says the reversal on this decision follows feedback from the sector. Now, we've seen 25 leading art galleries sign an open letter to the government regarding the cutting of art history in the new curriculum, with the organisation Education Outdoors NZ, or EONZ, also launching a petition to Education Minister Erica Stanford. Should we expect the government to rethink these changes, maybe?
Well, I think the minister is going to have a lot of feedback, and that's the whole point of consulting on the NCEA future, to understand what is important and why. But it does need to be balanced against the objectives of the education system, which is to produce high-performing graduates who can either go straight into work or onto vocational education and training, trades training, or into an academic pathway. And if we're mushing all this stuff together at school in terms of NCEA, and people are able to get credits for things that apparently lead them on to, apparently qualify them for university education, university entrance and higher education, but don't involve the transfer of important core skills like mathematics, science and English, then we're actually not doing them a service, and we're just making it much harder for them once they do, if they do go on to university, you know, having to go back and study foundational subjects when they really should be in their first and second years, just putting the foot down and getting on with taking on more high-level information.
The government wants to improve the number of students actively attending school, but could these changes to art history and outdoor education, for example, result in students losing incentive to attend school if these subjects that they enjoy so much aren't included in the new curriculum?
Well, look, they'll still be able to pursue these subjects as unit standards, right? So it just won't be part of NCEA. But you're absolutely right. I mean, schools have to be focused on what students want to learn and how they want to learn. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, the government is focused on standing up charter schools. A number of state schools have expressed interest and some are already applying to enter that system. Charter schools give the opportunity for schools to set not just deliver the curriculum, the mandatory curriculum, but do it in a way that, you know, really allows young people to learn in their best possible environment. The Forest School is a primary school in Warkworth that's a charter school that's going to allow kids to learn all of the basics, including including while they are forest and beach exploring and spending time with animals and gardening. This will really complement their learning of core subjects like reading, writing and maths by adding variation to their school day and week. That's great at primary school, you know, but I think by the time you get to NCEA, we have to be very, very focused on the fact that we're preparing people for university entrance, trades training, and getting into the workforce with really important skills and knowledge. So that's the purpose of the changes to the system.
Now, linking back to the new subjects set to be introduced in the new curriculum, when can we expect more detail into what these subjects specifically entail?
So, look, when we're thinking about what is the curriculum that's going to be delivered with each subject, I understand that's under development, but Minister Stanford will have more to say about that as we get through this consultation period. I'm sure that the feedback that she is receiving and that officials are receiving will feed into a much improved curriculum for these new subjects.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on the changes to secondary school subjects in the proposed new curriculum.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.